In effect, the Nihilometer measured the health of the country.
It did mean, however, if it reached the right level, that everybody would be taxed.
Built after the Arab conquest of Egypt, the Nihilometer was one of Islam's first great constructions here. The grandeur and craftsmanship of the building was perhaps an acknowledgement that the Prophet Muhammad said the Nile was holy and one of the rivers of paradise.
The dome here was rebuilt after a fire, and around the base of it are inscriptions and quotations from the Quran. They talk about how water is a gift from the skies and how rainfall can create a paradise with fruits and grapes and palm trees. Almost all of the religions, the great religions, revere water in some way because of what it offers, what it brings.
The river has always brought life to this city and to this country. But do modern Egyptians assume the river will just keep flowing like this forever? Certainly for ancient Egyptians, the river was just always there, something they could set their calendars by.